Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of what the Bible says about the spirit of offense. Jesus said, "It is impossible that no offenses should come." Jesus understood that this fallen world would present a myriad of opportunities for people to become offended. And yet, it is the heart of God for every single believer to live a life that is perfectly free from the spirit of offense. People become offended at some of the smallest things, and then also at some very horrendous sins that have been perpetrated against them. And yet again, the Word of God clearly shows us that God wants us to live a life where our heart remains able to love, always forgiving, never holding a grudge or resentment or an offense against any person in our lives. Psalm 119:165 clearly shows us that it is possible, by the grace of God, to live an offense-free life. This scripture says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." God wants you to be one of those people that nothing offends. The key, though, is found in the first part of the verse. This peace that the people have who are never offended comes from their love of the Word of God. They love God's law or His way of doing things. They love God's Word so much they obey His Word without question. Jesus gave us several keys in the Gospels on how to live an offense-free life. One of those keys is found in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, and it says, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven." The person that avoids the trap of judgment, the trap of condemning others, and the trap of unforgiveness will be able to walk through life without their heart clouded, burdened, and shackled by the spirit of offense. Unforgiveness traps the person who harbors it in his heart. That is why Satan works overtime trying to encourage us to hold on to grudges against people and to desire revenge when we have been offended. Satan knows the scriptures very well and realizes better than a lot of Christians that every person will reap exactly what they sow, according to Galatians 6:7. God's word is very clear that we will not receive forgiveness if we refuse to forgive, according to Mark 11:26. You are in serious spiritual danger if you refuse to forgive or if you believe the lie that you can't forgive because the hurt you endured was so severe or the injury too great. But the truth of God's word tells us that if you have the Spirit of God living inside of you, as a born-again believer does, then you can do all things through Christ who will strengthen you, including forgive those who have offended you. To forgive simply means to lay aside, to omit, to let alone, to leave, to yield up, or to remit. And this is done by an act of your will. You are making a decision to obey God and to release the person who hurt you. It is not accomplished by a feeling or an emotion or a time when you feel particularly tender towards the individual who offended you. Your feelings will eventually catch up with your actions once you choose to follow through on what the Word of God says by that act of your will. This is how God treats our sins when we ask Him, and this is how we must treat the sin of others, even if they don't ask us to forgive them. If you can recognize that forgiveness is a choice you make and not a feeling you experience, this will help you when you speak words of forgiveness but you don't feel very forgiving towards the person. If at a later time you are tormented with thoughts of unforgiveness or questions about whether you have really forgiven someone, simply say aloud, "Satan, I have already forgiven that person," on and name the date, and released him from that sin against me, just like Jesus forgave me and released me from my sins against God. I refuse to take up that unforgiveness again, and instead, I pray for God to bless and help that person right now. Praying for the person who has sinned against you will help move your feelings from unforgiveness to love. Corrie Ten Boom told of a time when she was not able to forget a wrong that had been done to her. She had forgiven the person, but she kept rehashing the incident so much that she couldn't sleep. Finally, she cried out to God for help in putting the problem to rest. Corrie wrote, "His help came in the form of a kindly Lutheran pastor to whom I confess my failure after 2 sleepless weeks. Up in the church tower, the pastor told me, is a bell which is rung by pulling on a rope. But you know what? After the sexton lets go of the rope, the bell keeps on swinging. First ding, then dong, slower and slower until there's a final dong and it stops. I believe the same thing is true of forgiveness. When we forgive, we take our hand off the rope. But if we've been tugging at that offense for a long time, we mustn't be surprised if the old angry thoughts keep coming back for a while. They're just the ding-dongs of the old bell, but they are slowing down." And so it proved to be true. There were a few more midnight reverberations, a couple of dings when the subject came up in my conversations, but the force behind it, which had been my willingness to keep it going, had gone out of them. They came less and less often, and at last they stopped altogether. We can trust God not only above our emotions, but also above our thoughts. Remember that when you choose to forgive someone, when you choose to omit the sin that they have done against you, when you choose to lay that aside, you may remember the incident a few more times, maybe a few more months, but if you have truly chosen to forgive and released it to God, it will eventually fade away like that bell. But if you allow unforgiveness to continue unchecked in your life, understand that the Bible tells us it's an open door to torment, which can take a number of forms. Do you remember the parable Jesus told in Matthew chapter 18? After telling Peter that he had to forgive his brother 70 times 7 times if he'd been sinned against, Jesus told the story of the servant who owed his master a great sum of money. And when he was called in, commanding that all of his possessions be sold along with his wife and children, in order that payment might be made, the servant begged the master, and the master was moved with compassion and released him and forgave him all of the debt. But it wasn't long before he went outside and found somebody who owed him a small sum of money. Grabbing him by the throat and throttling him, he demanded payment. His fellow servant made the same plea as this gentleman had done to his master. "Give me time and I'll pay it all." But instead, the ungrateful servant had him thrown into prison until he could pay. When the good master heard what he had done, we find out in verse 32 this occurrence. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not have also had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him over to the torturers until he could pay all that was due him. Jesus concluded this parable with these words, "So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." The torturers or the tormentors can come in the form of hopelessness, of discouragement, of anxiety, of fear, and of despair. Are you filled with anxiety? Perhaps the root problem isn't anxious heart, but it's unforgiveness. Are you tormented by fear? Can you not go to bed at night without all the lights on, fearing someone breaking into your home? Perhaps the root is not the spirit of fear, but instead a spirit of unforgiveness, which opened the door to the tormentor called fear. Pray with me now if you know that unforgiveness has a grip on your life. Say, "Father, I confess unforgiveness toward this person," name them to the Lord, "as sin before you. I ask you to forgive me for holding this grudge against them for their sin. I choose by an act of my will to release them right now. I ask you to forgive them, and I ask you to bless them. And I choose to walk free from unforgiveness and the spirit of offense in the name of Jesus." When you love his word, you can walk without being offended, even in this offense-filled world.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.